A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, March the 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the start of the election campaign season by the country's major political players for the forthcoming general elections. We'll be hearing from the two protagonists, the ruling ZANU-PF and the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change. Tinokuchingamidza pano pachirongwa chedu. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvegadziriro dzesarudzo dzegore rino. Tichanzwa kubva kumapato ezanu-PF neCitizens Coalition for Change. Mapato aya akatozivisa kare nezveurongwa hwavo hwekutsvaga nhengo dzichakwikwidza mumatsarudzo regore rinouya. But before we dive into our main topic tonight, let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, where Zimbabwean art is on display at the world's busiest airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Among the works of art on display is that of the late legendary artist Nicholas Mukomberanwa, and is being seen by thousands of travelers daily. Takunda Mafundikwa files this report.
In the world's busiest airport, according to Airport Council International, one can find a small piece of Zimbabwe. As you walk through Concourse T, you can hear Mbira music, and for the next 137 meters, you're surrounded by Shona stone art that is seen by at least 250,000 people a day. Zimbabwe's top diplomat to the United States, Ambassador Thaddeus Chifamba, visited the concourse last month to commemorate the exhibition of Zimbabwean art, which has been there for almost 30 years. Ambassador Chifamba was accompanied by the airport's general manager, Mr. Balham Beodari.
Our most treasured collection here at the airport, and that is, we title it Zimbabwe, a tradition in stone.
The exhibition of Zimbabwean art was commissioned by the city of Atlanta more than three decades ago. Former art directors in the city's council, Lamar Renford and David Vaught, were instrumental in bringing the Shona pieces to Atlanta.
We recognize the tremendous work that was being done by the sculptors in Zimbabwe, and so we were attracted by their work and thought, what great opportunity to bring a world-class collection of this work to this airport. And so that's what we did.
Airport authorities are willing to create strong links between Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport. Ambassador Chifamba spoke and met with Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens in an attempt to deepen cooperation between the city and Zimbabwe. Mayor Dickens said he was very keen to pursue strong ties in areas like education, science, technology, arts, and welcomed the idea of facilitating university exchange programs.
But we do believe that with them and through them, we can forge much closer relationships between Zimbabwe and Georgia, and specifically Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are very keen to see how we can explore areas of cooperation.
The late Mukomberanwa's granddaughter, Tanaka Mukomberanwa, who is also an artist, joined the ambassador's walkthrough and expressed what the exhibit meant to her and other artists.
I am honored to be a part of the walkthrough exhibit with the Zimbabwean ambassador, and seeing my grandfather's art here at the airport inspires me as an artist, and I hope to see more Zimbabwean art out there. And also I hope that more Zimbabweans get to put their art out there so the world can see what amazing art we're making.
The event at the airport was graced by artist Tammy Moyo, who sang for Mayor Dickens. Ambassador Chifamba said he wanted to see Zimbabwe and U.S. relations grow through collaboration. Relations between the two countries have been strained due to concerns over human rights violations and alleged voter fraud. Takunda Mafundikwa, VOA News, Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you there, Takunda, for the report on Zimbabwean art on display at the world's busiest airport. And now back to politics. The leader of ZANU-PF, who's also the country's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, this week told delegates at his party's Politburo meeting in Harare that his party is confident of winning this year's elections. He urged his members to continue with its voter registration exercises. Let's hear more.
Voter registration and grassroots-oriented mobilization strategies centered in the cells and the villages should continue. Nothing must be left to chance. So our partisan PF is geared and ready to mount an electric, thunderous, scientific, people-centered campaign. We are ready for victory and victory certain. NGOs must be transparent and accountable in all their activities.
The leader of the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, told a press conference this week that he will win this year's elections. His party launched its elections roadmap and encouraged people to register to vote. Let's hear more.
Tibuti ngapi ndake mkomara, kana ngapi ndake msikana, anopinda kuma paramendi, anopinda kuma kanzuro, asimo pa msora, paru ngapi ndake mkomara, kuti ngapi ndake baba. Saka mungu zona kwa mkomara na baba, mkomara ngapi. Ndo shokura tukutia wa yoro rupanya ya kutuparo zama citizen representatives. Chichita atuta shitaro nya ya kuti, tukuda kutukuluwa nduzwe, nya ya kutirira na kusindisa, uvota kuni mkweta wadu. My polling agents, and from the request, but I think we offer to solve the MP, I think you wanted a double candidate. A passenger who was no candidate, I think the Makaswa, and a painter Mojia Mera, I think the Makaswa. So you got this, and I know you could sing it, hit up numbers, but I don't want to come as well. Monanagar, which I don't hear my citizens. So I couldn't even come to the citizens, that's a service. Never see. The tower I found set up one of the Gazelista. Nyaya kuti pasati voti yaitwa yomirwa voter throw inofana kuoditwa zeki inofana kubisa voter throw tofana kuwirirana voter throw hazvigoni kuti munhu anotaura ari umwe chete hakuna munhu anotamba mutambo ari umwe hakuna mutambo umwe chete chero tsiya chaino tovana vaviri kuti titokandirana zvipakira kunge chawirirana ndosaka achitapedza ku one boxing vanobatana maoko saka izvi totogadzirana tofana kutowirirana kuti tikadenga wobatsira zvaanza zvinogeza. Chinofana kutowirirana kuti zeti ive nevoters foya takawirirana uye achinowirirana. Saka nyaya iyoyi yesecurity yekuti voti yende iite zvakanaka. Kune mareforms ari muparamendi akatsvetwa bhiru ratikufunga tinogona kufamba zvakanaka kana zvatakatsveta izvi zvikahuchikwawo. Toda diaspora voti kuti irepo. Toda kuti voters fo rionekwe rizikanwe risainirwe. Toda kuti maresults anaunzwe ipo chiripo richo. Ipapo toziva kuti abuda ndiani mukomana here kana kuti mukoma. Ende mukoma apabuda. Saka tuna mukomana angozikana nenyika yese kuti wabuda rovara kuzondoka tazati mukomana wapinda izvozvo zvinogoneka chete kana taremekedza nyaya yekuti sarudzo dzitariswe nepadzakatarwa mutemo nemareforms ari kuparamendi atevedzerwe vanhu vasambonyikidzwa vanhu vasazvambaradzwa masabhuka asamanikidza vanhu kunovhota vanhu vavhoti pamadiro avo paine kodzero dzevanhu vhoti chinge chiremekedzwa. Chinge chibuda pamasaisai chese vamunangagwa kana achida choenda kuTV chonoita makwikwi. Nekuti ndio vanokwikwidzana navo avamwe vese nadhitarisi ndongovane umwe chete iye mukuru werimao nesusu vakuru vechiedza mukuru wevarakashi nemukuru wevajekesi. Saka sarudzo dziri pachena kuti muri kuda kurakashwa here kana kuti muda kujekeserwa kana muda kujekeserwa sarudzo yamukomana apindi ndo shoko ratikuuya naro papinda nhambadziri. Number 4 tikutaurawo nyaya yekuti tinoda mapolicies urongwa new government.
Meanwhile, the African Union top diplomat to the United States, Ambassador Hilda Suka Mafudze, this week urged women to register to vote as it is their right as the country prepares for elections. Let's hear what she had to say.
Zvakakosha zvikuru, handisi kungotaura ini ndaimbova member of parliament. Ende ndakasvitswa pandiri pano pazuva ranhasi nemi madzimai muchibuda kunovhota. Handizivi kuti kana pane dambudziko rakadaro rekuti hatisi kusumuka tichienda kuti tinovhota. Vanoti kuvhota ikodzero yedu. Haungavi uchiregedza kunovhota zvinhu zvichitendeuka zvichiita sezvausingadi. Zvinobuda zvaunoda nekuti unenge wasumuka kuenda kunovhota. Ukarega kunovhota watambira zvacho zvausiri kufarira. Saka ndinoti sumukai zvakakodzera. Also ma programa muri kunzwa kunzi yemadzimai anobudawo negovernment yenyu ichishanda neAfrican Union nekuti muri kubudawo kuti muchienda kunovhota. Zvakakosha tiri kukurudzira kuti kunenge kusina kana violence. Tinokurudzira kuti zvinhu zvedu zvive zvinofamba mune zvakanaka. Tinoo Zimbabwe inoyevedza asi zvinobudikira kubva kumadzimai.
Let's now take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And for perspective, we are now joined by our guest. We are waiting for some other guests that were supposed to be here, but for now, we are joined by Ellen Shiriedenga of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Hello and good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. We are so excited to have you on the program. So I'll start off by just asking you that, you know, we see that, you know, there's a lot happening. We saw your party launching its roadmap yesterday. So is your party not having primaries this time?
Remember, we are a new party, and obviously we're starting something new. Our president has been very consistent, and also he reiterated the message yesterday to say we are a citizen-driven party, and our candidates will definitely come from the citizens. We are not going to have primaries, but we are going to use the citizens' consensus process, where the citizens would nominate their candidates, their preferred candidates, and then we subject those candidates to the people, and then the people will have the final say through consensus. So we are not going to have a primary. We've noted, you know, primaries, they are kind of, they are very divisive, and they believe the parties are divided. And that is why even the year of faces, they are double candidates. So this is what we are trying to avoid is the triple C.
Also, while we're still on your campaign, people want to know what yardsticks are you using to measure internal democracy?
Democracy inoreva kuti munhu anosarudza tamirire vanhu anenge achibva kuvanhu. Saka hapana demokrasi inopfuura ipapo nezvachida kuita kuti patinoenda sekucommunity muhod tobvunza mastakeholders, maopinion leaders, macheche aripo, mayouth organizations, maresidents, tovabvunza kuti inini ndimunogara munharaunda ipapo. Vanhu vanogara ipapo munovaziva. Vanhu vanoshanda munovaziva. Vanhu vakakodzera kukumirirai munovaziva. Iudzei kuti ndevapi vanhu vanokwanisa kukumirirai kuparamende kana kuti kukanzuri mochiudza kuti munhu anofanira kumirira ndiani. Ivo ndo vanozivana nokuti vanogara vese vanofanira kuti aiwa uyu neuyu. Ende nesu izvini kumusangano tine vamwe vedu vanoshanda vanotoshandamushanda nevanhu ivavo. Saka munhu kana uchishanda uri pavanhu obviously they will nominate you. So ndiyo demokrasi yacho. Manenzi andiki kudhara taishanda nokuti inini saemeri ndindi kuda kukwikwidza. Atisi izvozvo handizvo. Izvozvo takuti aiwa munhu anofanira kudiwa necommunity. Ndiyo demokrasi yacho.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo. Tanga tiri kuedza kuti tibate vatafadzwa mugwadive zano PF, asi tiri kunzwa kuti tina vamavaza vamasimba mavaza vezano PF. Regai tiende kwavari tibva tatanga nekuti Mr. Mavaza, welcome to the program, and I'll start off by just saying your party is having primaries next week. Tell us more about these primaries.
Thank you and good evening, Zimbabwe. Our party had started preparations for the primary elections, which will be held next week on Sabbath, at the Saturday. The primary election, as you know it, or sometimes it's called direct primary. It's a voting process by which voters can indicate their preference for their party candidates. And the reason why there has to be some sort of voting is to be transparent. It's the purpose of the transparency. That's to say, if people gather together, go and vote for a member they want to represent them in the parliamentary elections, which will be coming, or council elections, or anything else. Now, if you look at this, it then rubbishes the thought which the other party, CCC, is saying that they won't have primary elections. They will appoint people from the community by asking the community to tell them which people they who is loved most or whom they won't be loved. The problem with that is the thing, it shows the undemocratic way. Nobody would take an audit of how many people said we love this one. Because the only way to take an audit of who is the winner, who is the choice of the people in the area, is through an election where you count the votes. But when you are saying you ask people to bring the one person they love, how do they do that? They just point at anybody, and those who have got objections, how do you know how many people love him and how many don't? So the only way to put it to rest is through a vote. So by abandoning the democratic system, CCC had actually shown that it cannot be trusted. Because if they start by being horrible in their own party, they will be worse when they become a government. So this is a democratic way.
If I may just, since we are now talking on the issue of democracy, Mr. Mavaza, how is your internal democracy measured as ZANU-PF?
It's measured by this election. Whatever the president wants and everybody wants in the party, it's not what is taken. What is taken is what the people is voted for. So we start by an MP or a councillor. He is elected by the people of his area. Nominations are done, then elections are done, and they are counted. Yes, in every election, remember, those elected, it's like they are given a job. They are being employed by the party, by the people. And, of course, those who lose, there's always a problem when some complain, some will come up and say, this is not fair, this is fair. But the system of democracy is not bulletproof. There's some problems here and there, but the best way, the transparent way, to show the democracy internally is to have everything you do voted for by the people. Because the party must be the party of the people. You cannot just give the party a name to call it a citizen party when the actual citizens are not voting. You are only choosing, nominated by the leader. That becomes a problem.
And still on that issue, your own party, the ZANU-PF, had primaries for by-elections held in March. And these primaries were marred by violence, vote-buying, nepotism, etc. How are you going to address these issues in these next primaries next week?
In the primaries coming up next week, this coming Saturday, the first thing, as I told you, is we measure democracy by election. Because democracy is the majority rule. So we measure that by majority. Yes, We cannot in any way tell you that there will be no one to complain or to do anything. There will be complaints. But there is a process in Vanu-PF. If you think that you have been rigged or somebody has rigged the elections or manipulated the results, there is a committee which will be set by the party, which is constitutionally there, that we can have the process of verifying the election. If there is a problem, and they see that there is a big problem, the party can order the elections to be redone again, those primaries. So primaries is the mirror, is the showing that we are democratic. And then democracy must start from your party. You can never be a horrible person in your party and pretend to be better when you come to the larger national issues. So in other words, I would say, I was listening to the panelist who spoke a few minutes ago. I can say to people of Zimbabwe who are listening, if you want the country to be dragged back into the despotic moments of the colonialism, watch CCC. Why? Because CCC has no democratic respect, has no democratic ethos. By the fact that they can appoint people to represent you, it means the person who has been appointed by Chamisa, he pays his allegiance to Chamisa and not to the electorate.
On that note, Mr. Mabaza, please stay on the line. I'll be coming back to Maishiri Edenga just now, but we have a caller from Zimbabwe. Makadi, caller from Zimbabwe.
Magadi enyu magadiku.
Aiwa atiri pota uraiti nzwe.
Kuti adamukitauri nenyaya yema elections arabakutwa gorera 2020 gore rinora 2023 aya.
Ehe tauraiti nzwe ndimuri munyika zvakamira sei koko muri kupi?
Tiri kuZimbabwe kuwa zvakaoma tinoti dai mukomana anga apinda vakomana zvinhu zvachona zvekurwadza zvisingaiti hei.
Saka makaa
vari kungonyeta vachingotaura zvavanotaura zvibhabhi zvinhu hazvina kumira mushi.
Makanyoresa kuvhota here? Makanyoresa kuvhota here?
Kuvhota takanyoresa kuda kutovhota chaiko chaiko, kuvhota zvine mutsindo chaiwo kuti mukomana apinde uyu.
Saka pachii chiri kutaurwa nevamuri kutsigira chekukuita kuti muti aiwa ava ngavapinde?
Chavari kutaura ndechekuti tisingatauri kuti chavari kutaura, but zvinhu zvoda kungotiwo zvingoitwa umwe munhu womunyowaniwo anokwanisa kuchinjawo zvinhu munyika. So voza varume varipo ava kubva 1980 hatina kuona chinhu chakatombochinja chaizvo chikuita panyika yachinjapo.
Aiwa, mashoko akanaka chaizvo. Ameno, kana muine zvamungada kuvhunza vanyarikani vedu vatiinavo musi wanhasi, tine vanyarikani vari kubva kuCitizens Coalition for Change, amai Shiri Yedenga, uyezve navamasimba Mavaza veZANU PF, munogona kuvhunza.
Tangatiyau tibvunzewo vedu ava vetriplec ava kuti panguva yatitarisana nayo iyo sarudzi vane zvipo zvavakatigadzirira kuti tiregedze kubirwa vhoti yedu, because ndinoona zvakaitika last time paya maelections apura ayayayo. Takarwadziwa chese nekuti tatanga takapa mwoyo wedu chaizvo chaizvo kuti vakomana kadai zvinhu zvanga zvaita chaizvo chaizvo, but hei nezvakazoitika takagwadziwa, ndinao tikungorwadziwa nekuti hei zvinhu zvachonaka tiri kurwadza sekurwadza tisingai.
Aiwa, regai tinzwe mai.
Ndangaitawo plani yekuti varume this time tave nekukundwa zvekare izobirirwa zvatakaitwa last time, zvekuti takabirirwa zvekuti zvakarwadza, ende tatinovhotawo tine tarisiro yekuti zvinhu zvatinovhotira zvee mupresidendi vakahwina, but nekubirira kwakazoitika hakonawo kuzotowo chisimba kukaitawo vanhu akuti vazopinda. Zvina kutifadza.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Thank you so much. Thank you, caller. Regai tipe mukana kuti vapindure. We had our caller there all the way from Zimbabwe, and here's a question for Miss Shiri Yedenga. Kana muripo, Miss Shiri Yedenga, he's saying that how are you going to ensure that his vote is defended?
Thank you, Marvelous. I think your caller is a very genuine concern. And if you say that, We have started my processes and we have learned from a mistake I took a car. We have noted our mistakes. For example, in terms of the Kamitema polling agent, in terms of just the general preparation of Kuti, we are able to face that the ballot box, the ballot paper, the polling station. If we have noted our mistakes and the truth of the judgment, I want to assure the people of Zimbabwe that we are leaving no stone unturned. We have done our mapping of my polling stations. And not only that, we want to make sure that within 24 hours after voting, so we have a full proof of
Hello, Ms. Shiriedenga.
The issue is that people see when you talk, we don't talk about that Zanu PSA.
I wanted you to respond in Ndebele, if you can. Oh, I think we lost her, but I wanted her to respond in Ndebele because she can speak all three languages, but we might have lost her. I'm not sure. Hello, Mr. Mavaza Mshiripoire. I think we might have. Okay, Ms. Shiriedenga Muripoire.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, if you can just give us, you know, a brief in Ndebele of what you were going to say to Mr. Mavaza and also to the caller.
Okay, I'm sure we will take caution Let me also give you an instant of a
Could you wrap it up? Unfortunately, Ms. Shiriedenga and also Mr. Mavaza, time is not on our side. But just give us in 10 seconds your last word. Unfortunately, we have no extra time.
Okay. My last words are that we as the KPC, we are a citizen-centric party. We listen to the will of the people.
Thank you so much. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night and let's meet again next week.